right, it's halftime here at Mesabi Range. Bay College basketball, the Norse on the court, taking on the second team in the Iron Range here. And our player spotlight is Kennedy England, the pride of Mid-Penn High School. How you doing?
I'm doing good.
All right, so what do you think? Back at it again after another summer, and now it's basketball season. What do you think?
Yes, I'm super excited. I'm ready to be back on the court. It's been fun already. Ready for the rest of the season.
Yeah, and you're coming back now as one of the old ladies, right?
Yes.
So you have to take seriously, though, a leadership role, right?
Yeah, we definitely do. I think we have a lot of good leaders on our team this year.
And so we have a little bit of a problem this year, just like last, of just kind of getting over that hump. You know, you work so hard to get back in a game and just can't make that play at the end. What do you think it's going to take to finally start winning some of these close games instead of walking out a little irritated?
I think we just need to get our confidence up and, like Coach says, have pride on defense, and we need to get our defense better, and I think that we'll be getting over.
I think a lot of times you guys are just playing outsized. I mean, a lot of these teams, that, you know, the first Glen Oaks and now this team yesterday, Hibbing, or Rainy River, they had some big girls.
Yeah, they do for sure. We definitely, I think we have like the speed advantage when it comes to that, but it's definitely harder for our post players for sure too.
Yeah, so for yourself, what have you been doing to prepare for the season? What are some things that you're working on?
My shooting mostly and dribbling, I'd say. Just getting in the gym.
Yeah, and you spend a lot of time in the gym, don't you?
Yes.
Now, do you go into the Mid-Penn gym and start shooting or what?
Yeah, I actually do shoot there quite a bit.
So how are their rims compared to ours at Bay?
I think they're about the same.
Yeah?
Yep.
All right. So this season now, you know, we had the real weird last year, COVID year. Things are better, hey?
Yeah, for sure. There's still some rules, but it's way better than it was last year.
And so does that take a little, like, off your mind or something like that? I mean, it's always there in the back of your mind even now, but it seems like, you know, it's a little more normal for the girls.
Yeah, it's a little less stressful, and I think more fun. We've been having more fun lately.
So how are things going academically for you?
They're going pretty good.
Yeah? What are you studying?
Nursing.
Okay, and that's obviously very intensive, right?
Yes, for sure. It's a lot, but it's nice.
Now, do you have to do the hands-on thing, like at a clinic or a hospital or something like that?
Yeah, we actually start those in a few weeks.
So how does that work? What do you end up doing?
We're just going to go in there, and we'll basically take care of the patients with our supervisors, I guess.
Oh, now, is that part's going to be good, though, then, instead of being in the classroom, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. And so, ultimately, is that what you're going for, is to be an RN?
Yes.
Okay, and do you plan on maybe staying here, maybe at St. Francis, or would you like to move to a different area of the country?
I'll be in the area, I think.
Yeah, you think so, hey? Maybe Marquette General. You're from in the middle, right?
Yeah.
So, exactly how many England kids are there in the bunch?
There's five.
And I think I've broadcasted all five.
I think so.
And so, and you are the youngest of the five, right?
No, my brother and sister are younger.
So oh, yeah. Third. Yeah, okay, third. So I got two more to go after you?
Yep.
So your decision to play basketball, I know a lot of times girls, they just decide they're going to get their careers going, and they just say, you know, basketball in high school, it was fun, you know, it was being with my friends and all, and now I'm just going to do this. But you decided, as it's quite a commitment to play college basketball, even at JUCO level. So what was your decision for that?
I just love the sport, and I really couldn't imagine it, like, not playing the sport, and having the opportunity is, like, definitely great, so.
Yeah. All right. Well, I will let you say shout-outs here, because there's a lot of Englands listening.
I'd like to say shout-out to my mom and dad, brother and sister, my grandparents, my aunts and uncles, Terry, Karen, and Todd.
Yeah, they're all tuned in, I think, at one either on the internet or on the radio, right?
Yes, for sure.
Okay, well, it's great having you back, Kennedy. Go out there and knock down some triples, okay?
Yep.
Okay. Kennedy England, everybody, in our halftime show. There's more coming up from the Iron Range of Minnesota after this timeout. 3-minute break, Bay College Radio, Maverick 106.